Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Welcome to a fantastic Wednesday here on the Gas Digital Network. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, happily welcoming you to another edition of the Morning Zoo here on Gas Digital. Across the table from me, two very, very funny human beings from the No Offense with Doug Yurum podcast, our old friend, stalwart of the show for years, Doug Yurum. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's great to see you.
Great seeing you.
I light up every day when I walk in here and see you. Thank you for being here.
I do the same when I see you walk through those doors, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. And next to him, somebody who is our first time on the show, but very excited to have them. Very, very funny comic, Lucas McCrary. How you doing today?
I'm doing incredible, and I couldn't be better. I'm here in the best city in the goddamn world.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. I know you're visiting, and I appreciate your time very, very much. Let's knock plugs right out of the way, Lucas. What do you want people to check out? Dates, social media, anything you want.
Dates. I'll be here in New York this weekend. If this comes out before then, at the Fear City Comedy Club. And check out Absolute Show on YouTube. It's a live talk show. I call it like long form Eric Andre.
Very, very fun. And Mr. Yurum?
I will be in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania this Saturday. And this Friday, I'll be at Don't Tell in White Plains. And March 21st, I'll be in Lion Hills, New York. I can't think of any other ones right now.
Fantastic. I think I did that Hershey gig. Is that Jeff Paul?
That's right.
Very nice.
What's it called?
I don't remember, but I had a very good time.
I heard it's great, but I can't remember.
Fun gig, easy peasy. I did that with the Steamroller.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, Lucas, you have missed out on the history of when you grow up around here doing comedy. You just meet some real characters.
Oh, who's this Steamroller guy?
It's his given name. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Let me get plugged out of the way.
Okay.
Hey, find me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. All my dates, punchup.live/Zach Amico. Look at him like May 1st and 2nd at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, among some other gigs getting set up right now. And if you love this show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get all your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes, all your favorite gas shows, and you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. And if you want all three, you gotta subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the show, thank you for tuning in. And Lucas, to answer your question, the Steamroller Carucci is the person who booked me on my first paid gig my first year of comedy.
Wow.
And he is still going strong. He chose the steam. To me, Steamroller of comedy does not sound like a good thing.
No.
Does he
say Steamroller in his set?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It used to be on the flyer. Now I think he's dropped it. He comes from a day when everybody had
names.
Yeah.
Johnny Hollywood.
Yeah. Johnny Hollywood. Well,
Joey
back
Hamburger.
In the day, there was
Bob Gonzo.
Jam and Jim Florentine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and he wore a leather jacket. He came on stage with a boombox.
Yep.
That's right. Oh, God, man.
And then, no one ever knows this one, Brian the Piranha Posehn.
Wow. I had no idea.
He was the back when Maria Bamford was a weird violin act.
Oh.
Excuse
and they
me.
Say that that was the golden age of fucking comedy. Get the fuck out of here. That was horrendous. And then Bobby the Pitbull Slayton.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we got a
just
lot of
mentioned
fun
in
shit.
A certain file.
I can't wait to Google all these people later.
Yeah. Well, Brian Posehn is very famous.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
You don't know Brian Posehn? He was the comedian's
wait,
comedy.
How old are you?
I just turned 12.
He was in the Comedians of Comedy with Patton and Zach Galifianakis.
I know Zach Galifianakis.
Okay, you would know him if you saw him. He was on Big Bang Theory and a bunch of other shit.
Him.
What?
Yeah, this guy.
Was he the Bazinga guy? Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he was on Just Shoot Me when me and Doug were young.
Yeah.
Very, very funny comic.
We were young tykes.
Wait, is he in the Star Wars, the new Star Wars?
Yes, he is. He's something.
You know what? I feel bad now.
Don't worry about it.
No, I opened for
He's
him
listening.
Once.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you opened for him once?
I opened for him once. He kept napping between shows, and I would just bring him a Diet Coke every time.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
that sounds.
So we didn't have any rapport at all.
I've had headliners who were tired and they needed a Coke in the back. Well, unrelated. While you are here in beautiful, sunny New York City, mm-hmm. my cohort and my co-host on the Real Ass Podcast, my best friend Luis J. Gomez, is down in Austin.
Mm. I saw the videos.
And,
very interesting.
He popped up in the wild, and I thought we would do a little Lewis Watch 2026.
Beautiful.
Bring it up. Wherever he goes, there he is. Last night, I did see a video of a fight. Where do they hold the people for Kill Tony? Over at
Shakespeare's.
At Shakespeare's?
Yep. I saw that video. I saw the fight.
So there was a big fight.
Yep.
Which, Shannon, we don't have that, do we?
I do.
Okay. So I saw that it seemed like a guy was definitely an aggressor.
Mm.
But I want to watch the video with you guys because I do think it has, and I don't know this person, but I would assume a real Austin comedy character makes a cameo. And it is my favorite part of the video. So let's just see the setup first.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, this is Lewis outside.
He caught a few boots before this.
Yeah, Shannon, do you have the fight at the other place first?
Oh, just the guy himself?
Yeah.
I have to. I don't have that one ready.
Caught
to go.
A nice thump.
All right, so we'll do it backwards. So I don't know. I guess he's just walking around starting shit now.
Yeah.
I like that he said, so it's some context. This guy was starting fights all night.
Wait a minute. Bring up Lewis's.
And he said he got kicked out of the creek for cursing at my female friend. So Lewis is
who
making
is the owner? So Rebecca.
He's making sure that we know that he's standing up for women.
Yes, of course.
My female friend of color.
I told him to shut the fuck up. He told me to meet him outside. I did after we squared up. He said he didn't want to fight anymore. Not my way to just start attacking someone who doesn't actually want to fight. Drunken, embarrassing behavior on my part for sure. But that's what happened. All right, let's see.
They almost get hit by a car.
Yeah. In Texas, you can like fight to the death. I think it's legal if you both
Didn't
declare.
We just look that up, Shannon, the other day with Sid?
Mutual combat.
Yeah, I have to look it up again. I don't think Texas was one of them, but there were like two of them. Where
Sid Gant was here, and he was convinced Pennsylvania was a mutual combat state, and it is not.
No, it is not. It's not even a stand-your-ground state.
I don't even consider it a state.
I know Chicago is. Chicago's
So
this is us. Keep an eye on Lewis while he's been. By the way, he's been in Austin for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
He just landed.
I mean, but that's on brand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you need.
But we'll catch a little Lewis in the wild.
The stances are crazy.
This is the world's shittiest Street Fighter level.
The guy's lucky Lewis didn't just fucking throw a hook as he walked away.
Yeah, that was a big change in...
Oh, that's Aldo. No, not Aldo. Sorry. Wrong name.
I don't know what stance that is.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is him trying to pretend like he's hurt, maybe?
I don't know. That I don't know what you would call that.
It's more like he's like
he said he's
pretending.
Standing his ground. He just went, I'm standing
that's
my
That's why
ground.
I thought he was going to pull out a gun after he said that. Come on, bro. Leave me alone. Come on, bro. It is awesome. Come on, bro.
That's hilarious.
Man, this is some real Hispanic posturing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a hood stance right there.
You got. Not even worried about the takedown.
No. Yeah, that's sugar legged.
Yep.
No, fuck that. That's the same guy that will yell no slams.
Yeah. No kicks, motherfucker.
There's the Lewis. There he is.
Oh, shit. I'm not giving that one. You gotta let it.
Leave me alone. These are panic screams.
This is a panic. This is a man who has bit off more than he can chew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Leave me the fuck alone, bitch ass nigga. And then as he walks away,
and Rebecca doesn't care.
No. What's up, pussy? Hey, come on. No.
Rebecca's like, I run a business with this man.
And the Creek in the Cave banner in the background.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
This is great advertising.
This is doing for the Creek what Michael Richards did for...
for what was it again?
The Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory, yeah. With slightly less N-words.
Yeah. You got it. Punk ass nigga. You good, man. I think he just broke the record there.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. Thank you, Rebecca. That's mine.
Is that yours?
He says her name in the video, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for facilitating the fight.
Can we clip you have a good night N-word so I can use that on the soundboard?
That's awesome.
Do we have the video of the guy's original? Is it tense over there in the waiting room? Is everybody waiting for their big break?
Yeah, I mean, so the scene, the people that are in waiting in that room, it's like not really representative of what the scene is at all. Like you get people that show up just for that.
Crazy people who think they're going to do comedy for the first time.
Yes.
And then be carried out on people's shoulders as a new national headliner.
Yes. And the issue is that happens sometimes. So they're not like fully out of their mind, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of delusion
delusion, and the delusion is rewarded.
And the stakes are high.
The stakes are high, yeah.
All right. Well,
so is he the local, like, mentally ill comic that everybody knows that shows up to mics?
I don't know this guy. I've never seen him before, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has like a reputation around. But also, I wouldn't be surprised if that was his first time there. And he was.
By the way, your set recently was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
I just saw the clip of it, and you were very, very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
So this is the waiting room for Kill Tony, which you know, you start moving in all the MMA comedians.
Yeah,
you're gonna get what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Which is more people who think. Oh, fighting and comedy.
Yeah.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Yep. Yeah, it goes great.
Jiu-jitsu and punchlines.
He's auditioning for the next Skankfest fight.
Okay, let's see.
Is this any
guy
of the...
guy has a shirt that says, go vegan, sniff cocaine.
Is this any of the same characters?
Yeah, just the Afro guy.
Okay.
And then Bill Burr with a do-rag.
Yeah.
Pops up. Now, my favorite part of the video is yet to happen. Now, people are trying to be pretty. Now, my favorite part right here is.
The sword.
Just black guy with an anime sword. Walking in like the sheriff of Nottingham. Does he just. Now, I have to ask you about the man with the sword.
Okay, so I'm like 99% sure that's my friend Jay Legend.
Yes, that's who was tagged in the comic.
The guy with the sword. Okay, great.
Is there another black guy who carries a giant anime sword?
No, so I've never seen Jay with the sword before. So it was
we brought it out on the right night.
I know.
He had a premonition.
I know. He was prepared. So we have a group chat with all the Mothership Door guys, and people were saying it was him, and I was like, oh, shit, that's hilarious. Because he's not really a sword guy.
No, but tonight was the night to debut it, I guess.
I didn't think anybody was until that video.
Yeah.
They just walk around with fucking swords.
I don't know. I think you gotta use it at that point.
Yeah. I mean, now how do you do a set without it?
Now you're stuck being the sword guy.
I bet that's a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Can't fly with it.
No, that's true. You have to check it in.
Yeah.
That sucks. Can you take it across state lines or is that illegal?
I don't know. I bet it depends on.
I think you can take a sword.
You can take a sword?
Yeah, you can't take a gun.
Give us the legality on traveling with a sword. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's what everybody's. Maybe that's the gun solution.
Yeah. Like Knights Templar.
Yeah.
Back in the Borgia days.
Yes.
Everybody just has a sword.
You can in your checked baggage.
Yeah. Checked baggage.
Okay. Well, that's what they're doing in London. They all have knives and everyone's getting stabbed and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very stabby over there.
Yeah. They like to poke.
I will say, the London nightlife scene was way darker than I assumed.
Meaning
it was
how?
A lot of fights.
Really?
Mm.
It was a lot of hooliganism.
Okay. Well, I imagine it's like pretty, it's a lot younger since the drinking age is a lot younger there, right?
I mean, I always feel, I'm 38, so I feel old at anything like now. But yeah, it was a lot of brawls.
Well, the hooligans love to fuck a fight, but they never brought out guns. They never stabbed each other.
They can't
it's just
have
like
guns.
Mutual combat. Like, we're going to just beat each other. And
a lot of headbutts.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
God.
Love the fucking head. Well, soccer. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Can't use your hands. A lot of kicks.
I mean, the drug scene was great.
Yeah.
Everybody had everything. And dude, everyone was so proud of how clean their drugs were.
Well, this is just what I heard.
Is it cleaner there?
The best X comes from Europe.
Yeah.
That's what I've always heard.
For real?
Germany has like the best ecstasy. It's the purest form.
They make it in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They're right there.
Yeah. Oh. They're, you know, they're pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very innovative.
Well, we have more fun stuff to get into.
Very clean. They're known for cleansing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They have the pure. You want pure shit, you go to Germany.
Yeah. No Jews in that ecstasy, guys.
All right. I apologize. I got the sneezes.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, fucking, I sneezed on the subway the other day when it was fucking packed. It was so embarrassing.
I sneezed
into my arm, but you know when you have like that clam that comes up when
I
fucking hocked up a clam right in the crooks of my
oh no right in your wing
like a black t-shirt like
oh no man
so embarrassing
that's brutal
years ago I was coming back from Sirius XM and I'm sitting on the train
brag
thank you and, well I was taking the train so I wasn't doing good and I went to tie my shoe and this was right when I started getting way too fat. And I know I can clock it. Because I went to tie my shoe, kicked myself in the stomach and farted. And I had headphones on.
Yeah.
So I went, that might have not been loud. And I saw everyone jump. So I knew it was loud, but nobody turned around. And I went, all right, maybe nobody knew it was me.
Yeah.
And then I'm full blast of the music, turn around. And there was an old black guy sitting next to me, and this is all he did. That was a get off at the next stop. That was no matter how late I was.
Yeah,
I was getting off at the next stop and waiting for that next one.
I would have switched cars right there. I don't care about the diseases on the handle.
Oh, I just
that's fucking
it
crazy.
Was. Farting is a fact because everyone knows.
Yeah.
If anyone farts on an elevator and I'm on it.
Yeah.
I assume everyone thinks it was me.
Yeah, even if it wasn't you, they're going to be like, oh, it's the guy in the Garfield hat.
Yeah.
They're going to know, like, all right.
I do that.
Lasagna.
When I need to fart, I go find the fat guy. And
yeah, it's
I fart next to him.
You know what? It's a great plan.
Yeah.
It's good every time.
And I go, ew.
Ew, you fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
Control
can
yourself.
Can you believe this fucking
pig?
Guy?
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. Well, if we're going to talk about gross, we can talk about the new season of My Strange Addiction. And
ooh, there's a new one.
And we've got a lovely Nubian goddess here. Mm. And her addiction is pretty different. Shannon, let's see it.
Oh, God.
Dude, they really had to make sure they accidentally put 8 feet.
My name is Janet.
I'm
with Virginia. I am single.
I'm single.
By the way, great body.
Yeah, good beautiful swing. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite part.
Giant tits.
Very, very. I noticed the boobs, too.
I am a self-employed mother to two beautiful daughters. Ooh, yeah. Feet sweaty.
No.
Oh,
God. Fucking damn it.
Oh, is she biting her nails?
She is eating her toenails.
Oh, my God.
And I'm addicted to eating toenails.
Oh.
It's that she eats them off the...
I eat my nails every day. When I see, you know,
how any, does she have any
nails
left?
Growing in, I just go straight for it and just start biting on them.
Okay, can I be honest?
This toenail to is this. So
bite
right
your
now.
Fucking toenail.
Not in front of people.
No, not in front of people. This not on camera. Not on a show.
That's fucking nasty. It's even gross alone. I wouldn't know the fact that I bite my toenails and that would gross me the fuck out.
I mean, if I could reach, I would think about it.
Oh, God.
I bite my nails and I pick my toenails and my wife gets mad at me because then I just throw them behind the couch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a problem.
That's
yeah,
that's
when you
crazy.
Have toe
throwing
jam
them behind the
fucking
couch.
Piled up. You see the cats batting it around.
No, no, you just, you know, you pop. You but the toenail's a little long. You bend it backwards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you pick it off.
Yeah. And you can, like, chew on the nail, too. It's fun. You
that
get,
is
you
fucking
get,
vile.
You can get food out of your teeth.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh,
perfect.
God.
It's God's toothpick.
Yeah. I once was chewing on my toenail all night. And I got sick the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, the bacteria in there. I had a girl who used to bite her nails, and she used to get infections in the back of her throat from the bacteria in her fucking nails. Yeah,
well, I think that's just like, well, you stop dating a plumber.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was half Italian, half Puerto Rican, so that,
yeah, okay.
That would explain.
Let's watch more. Do we have more of this lady?
So good. I have been eating toenails for about 26 years now.
That's
I started eating toenails when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
What's her colon look like? Just cut up.
Yeah, do those get digested or does it come out like corn?
I mean, they are organic.
When I do bite my toenails, I bite them till there's no more nails to bite enough to eat them. So sometimes I end up, like, you know, bleeding and...
fiending.
I will still go in and keep biting them so I can have something to eat on.
Now,
oh my God,
this says so much about men because somebody got her pregnant twice.
Yeah,
or two different guys got her pregnant.
Yeah,
I mean, but how would you know?
You would know
in the middle of dinner.
I bet
she
it comes
just takes
up.
A sock off.
I bet if she's willing enough to do this on the show,
mm-hmm.
I bet she brings it up quick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or maybe
Jesus.
Maybe this is like the new how she's like marketing her OnlyFans.
You know, we think about that, like, a lot of these, like, fake, like, articles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a 20-year-old, and I'm going to lose my... It's like, no, you're starting porn, and you have a creative publicist.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're always on this exact same, like, X-Biz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, breaking news story we just made up about a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's willing to lose her virginity. Any takers?
Yeah.
Where are the richest Indian men?
Yeah. We want to make her into a Saudi Arabian toilet.
Jesus.
Did you hear about that? You know about that, right? You
that?
Don't know about
God.
That?
No, I don't
that
know the context.
Girls, that these Saudi Arabian, like, higher-up princes and shit like that are paying these girls. Like, apparently, Kim Kardashian was one of them, too.
The supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay.
That they would go over there, and they'd pay these girls a boatload of cash so they could shit and piss on them.
Whoa.
On
yeah. So how much cash?
Enough.
A lot. Like, I mean,
enough
figures.
That we would be.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Enough that all of us would be like, yeah, all right, go ahead, Haji.
Yeah, one log on the chest equals rent paid for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called yachting.
Yeah.
And they
we got yachting,
it.
We got docking.
Yeah, so they do yachting at, like, so when I went to the Cannes Film Festival, all these yachts pulled up.
Brag.
Oh boy.
And it was years ago, I was a street urchin. But it was like
yourself.
30 of us split an Airbnb for 5 people. It was bad. And all these yachts pulled up. And guys, I don't know how, I've said it before when we were watching WWE the other day. I don't know how to describe them other than they're sheiks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the guys with
sheiks,
the
sheiks, princes.
Yeah, they got the flowing robes and the fucking, the thing on their head that looks like a tablecloth in an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like they're about to be crocheted on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, dude, the women that they had with them were they were the ugliest dudes with the hottest women I've ever seen. They had to be cabillionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I've heard is it's either on your way up, you get pulled into the yachting, or you get pulled on the way down. So, like, not to name someone in particular, but like a Lindsay Lohan type.
Oh, that's right. She spent a lot of time in Saudi Arabia.
When the gigs dry up, or you have a period where you're not making movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take a little trip over to see your Saudi friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
it's like comedians.
Like, let's say you make a movie called I Know Who Killed Me and nobody watches it.
Yeah.
And then you're making a trip.
I'm the only person who saw that in theaters.
Were you really?
Yes.
Was there anybody there?
Me and the girl I was with.
That movie was so bad.
I
think Dakota Fanning is going to be the next Saudi Arabian toilet. Did you see that pile of shit she just put out?
What is it?
It's like called, she's stuck in this time warp, and this lady shows up at her house and says, like, you're going to die and stuff like that. And then it's pretty much like that movie with the slow walking STD. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it follows?
It follows. It's kind of a play off of that. And she has to pass it on. What's it called?
Vicious is her most recent movie.
Is that what it is?
It's Dakota Fanning's most recent movie. You said it's a recent one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get weirded out by... Something never really sits right for me when girls get famous super young and then they try to become hot actresses.
Well, it's like
I remember when you were five.
Well, it's like everything we know now. Like, everything that's coming out, you know that these young girls were tossed around. And then there's the conspiracy theory about the girl from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
And that she
What's
was just...
What's this conspiracy theory?
Well, apparently... What was her fucking name? I'm blanking on her name now.
So the little girl from Poltergeist...
The blonde-headed chick.
Whose name escapes me as well now. Shannon, if you could help us out.
What the hell is her name?
We're going to get it.
Heather O'Rourke.
Heather O'Rourke.
Thank you.
That's it.
So she was discovered in a weird way, which is she was having lunch with her mom.
Yeah.
And Spielberg was producing Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably really directing it.
Yeah.
But the studio didn't want him to put his name on a horror movie while he was making all these giant hits.
Mm.
So he hired Toby Hooper from Texas Chainsaw. Well, many people think Steven Spielberg really directed Poltergeist.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he walked up to them and was like, you would be perfect for my movie.
Wow.
So the Poltergeist series is kind of plagued with tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people from the first movie died. The priest in the second movie died.
Yeah.
Now, they found out while they were filming Poltergeist that all these skeletons that they thought were props in the pool were real cadavers from India.
Are you serious?
Because they were cheaper than props.
They were cheaper than prop skeletons.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So they found that, and when the whole movie is about desecrating bodies and that it gives you a poltergeist, a curse, they were fucking around with real bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so she died during the end of the third one.
Yeah.
And her death is suspicious.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she had a sepsis, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she had internal blockage in her intestines. There was blockage.
It also says she had a congenital issue that led to it.
Yes.
Yeah. It was called being fucked by Spielberg.
A lot of people think that she may have been a victim of child trafficking. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it could have just been a disease, but it does look like she got fucked in the ass.
Yeah, it does. It definitely looks like, especially, like I said, given what we know now, like hearing about all these
things. And when you look at, so I believe it all falls under what, the Red Shoes conspiracy?
Yeah, that's right.
Shannon, can you give us a basic idea? Have you heard of the Red Shoes thing?
No.
So certain people,
I'm learning so much. This is awesome.
If you go deep into, this is me at my most Kurt Metzgery.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The Red Shoes conspiracy is that certain pedophile elites that not only maybe sacrifice children, possibly eat them, they wear their skin as shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Red Shoe conspiracy.
Oh my God.
And that was the whole thing with Wizard of Oz, too. It was like a wink and a nod to the pedophiles with the red ruby slippers.
Why do they do that?
It's like
an open secret, kind of.
Yeah, I think it's like the same reason like white supremacists wear the red shoelaces when they spill blood for their race. It's like a tip off to other people.
So these are like, what do these shoes look like? It's like their feet.
Shannon, can you bring up the red? Or there has to be something to it, right?
Are they like sewn to look like Jordans or something, or is it just like?
I think they're usually like dress shoes. Swoop.
Dress shoes, okay.
But I could be wrong.
Oh, so it's like the leather in the dress shoe is made from children.
Suppose I mean that's a very deep, dark conspiracy.
Wow,
Shannon, is there anything online about the red shoes conspiracy?
I'm trying to like settle on something that makes a little bit of sense here, so I switched over to ChatGPT, and it says it's an internet. Born theory claiming that powerful elites secretly signal involvement in child exploitation, abuse, or cult activity by wearing red shoes, like many modern conspiracy pulls together symbolism, blah, blah, blah. And then here's a, I don't know if these pictures are just Getty images, but it says the theory mainly emerged from fringe corners of social media. I don't know, whatever. It says Pizzagate style claims. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Funny how they mentioned Pizzagate in there, too.
Dude, the pizza. Yeah. There's a lot of pizza in that Epstein shit.
Oh, there's pizza, bagels, hot dogs, you name it, they had it.
Yeah.
They were getting fed over there.
Well, he's in New York. Yeah. What do you expect? Okay, I have two questions.
Please.
Okay, so first, if you're going to abuse a child, if you're going to fuck her to death in the butt, why would you make her a movie star?
Because that's how that all starts. Yeah.
Collateral?
Probably also to like get the family to trust you. Like, you've given us so much.
Yeah. Right. I mean, look at the whole silent on the set. I mean, their parents were sitting there like, yeah, you bring your kid over here, this nice little Drake character, and we'll pay you a couple shekels. Don't worry about it. He'll pay your rent for the rest of your life and your mortgage and your bills.
And then plus, like, if you're a pedophile, wouldn't you want to fuck the most famous kid?
That's true. You have Heather O'Rourke as a notch on your belt. That was a big one in the 80s.
Yeah, that's like Heather Locke. That's like getting Pam Anderson prime 93.
Yeah, exactly.
if you're a pedophile, yeah, you want the elites.
Yeah, you have your own diamond stud for that one.
Yeah, what do you want to fuck, some African kid, or you want to fuck Urkel?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. You want the Olsen twins, or you just want this Peruvian child?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's two notches.
Yeah, cut it out.
That's four shoes.
I love when people now are looking, a bunch of people on Deep Dive Instagram, and I won't, it's just black Instagram, think Bob Saget is a pedophile.
Okay.
And they use the clip of him from The Aristocrats, telling the Aristocrats joke.
Mm.
And they're like, what man think this is funny? Who joke like this?
There was a whole
They gotta investigate this man. And I'm like, and people are like, this is from a documentary. Documentary about what?
About that joke.
Yeah. I don't get it. And yeah, it's a lot of people going like, they got to ask them Olsen twins what was happening.
Oh, dude. Don't forget, the Olsen twins had an open countdown in magazines, Time Magazine.
There was websites.
Yeah, of when they were going to turn 18.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Britney Spears, too.
Yeah, that's and when crazy. They hit 18, they were counters. They made the fucking cover of Teen Magazine, like, finally 18. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Now if they were hot, it would be different. It's that they're weird, like, alien looking.
Yeah. Well, as they got older, they started to look like Gollum from fucking.
They look like Bagley. Well, they look like whatchamacallit when they hid ET in the closet and dressed them like an old lady.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, they look like fucking shriveled up aliens. And for some reason, and this goes hand in hand with eating disorders and psychiatric drugs, they had that real thin, stringy fucking hair.
Yeah.
Which, when you could see a woman's scalp, I always feel so bad for them. But when it's self-caused, I'm like, you're a fucking moron.
That might be. I went to high school with a girl that pulled her hair out.
Aww. Yeah, that was a big one. I feel like every high school had one of them that would just yank her fucking hair out of her head and just had the raw. And every time she'd walk past, she's like, yeah, look, there she is.
Now the opposite's happening because Millie Bobby Brown, she turned, she's an adult now. And the last season of Stranger Things, they're still trying to make her look like a child.
Dude, they have to strap those puppies. Dude, when she's in that chamber,
yeah,
there must be a team of people fucking strapping those things down.
Oh, yeah.
So that she doesn't have tits when she's underwater.
Saran wrap.
Just make dude, they sure have to have her in like three layers of boost. This poor girl.
Yeah.
Having a play, dude, that's such a weird curse.
Yeah.
Getting stuck playing young like that.
Yeah.
Then you have these, and it just so happens, luck of the draw, she happened to have giant tits. Like, that's so much harder to do.
I mean, back in the day, they would have lopped them.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that to Punky Brewster?
They did.
I think she got a reduction, and she still got big cans.
That one I don't know about. That's an interesting one.
Soleil Moon Frye, I believe, got a reduction.
Well, because they wanted her to play young.
I think because she's 15 on the show, she's supposed to be younger, and she had cans.
Wow.
She had a reduction at around 15 or 16, but she was 38 double D, so she had back pain and discomfort from the size.
Holy shit, at 15, 16?
Yeah.
God, Jesus Christ. Well, that spoils a lot of fucking production plans. There goes a few things out of the script.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
I love you, Doug. All right. Well, speaking
of Marilyn Manson now.
Speaking of TV stuff, I don't know if you guys have heard, the lady who owns the Breaking Bad house fucking hates...
I heard that, yeah.
People taking pictures. Mm-hmm. And she chases them off. This is my house. Mm-hmm. I think she put up gates and shit so you can't get close to it.
I went there once.
Was she there?
She was, yeah. She was standing out there, and I was trying to take a selfie, and I felt so awkward with her just staring at me.
Yeah.
And I just did it as quick as possible and got out of there.
So she had the house up for sale for $4 million, and they have had to slash it all the way to $400,000.
Yep. Oh, I saw that this morning.
Damn.
Well, she also wanted to turn it into a museum, but zoning laws wouldn't let her do it.
Oh, man.
So that got slapped down.
So, Shannon, tell us the info on this.
So it seems like the house was listed by a realtor who sells, like, quote, celebrity houses or famous properties. So he's the one that chose the number of $4 million and was trying to, like, sell it as, you know, oh, a museum or all this fun stuff. But, you know, like Doug said, in real life, that's not possible. So after a while of being on the market, they dropped it down to $400K. But they said it can be used as like one of those like novelty Airbnbs.
Oh, then that's the move.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's what I would definitely stay in that.
Yeah, that would be cool as fuck, especially if they got some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can't be that hard.
Yeah. The issue is the inside doesn't look like it in the show, because all the inside was a set. Yeah.
Was the pool real? Did he really have a pool back there?
I think the pool was back there, yeah.
Backyard's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so I would say you dress up the inside the best you can.
Inside's actually a lot nicer than the fucking show. Gloomy and dark.
Yeah, you can change the interior, make it look more like
I think, yeah, you put money into the interior and just turn it to stay at the Walter White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Might even like hide meth in it or something. If you find the fake meth, you get a prize.
Yeah, like blue Jolly Ranchers.
Rock candy.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's rock candy in the show.
Yeah, is it? That's awesome.
That would be fucking...
So what I would do, fuck people staying there.
Mm-hmm.
$100 a shot, and you get a latex pizza. And you get $100 a shot to take a video of you trying to throw the pizza on the roof like Walt did.
Yeah. But there'd have to be a catch, because latex will stick to roof tiles a lot easier.
No, not like a cook, like a, not like, literally like a prop.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he
threw it, it was in the box, and he threw it like while holding
and
the box.
And it came out of the fucking box. Yeah.
And it was, well, first they had to get a pizza uncut.
Yeah. Right.
Because the people are always like, why the fuck is that pizza whole?
Yeah.
I never noticed that. That's a great point.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall apart.
But he nails it in like a take.
Oh, yeah. And they weren't expecting to do
it. Yeah. I think they had like 100 pizzas ready.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know why I never put that together. The pizza really isn't cut.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
So I think, yeah, you get... So my friend Luigi Primo is a wrestler. He's the guy that spins the pizza dough the whole match. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And those are like prop. Those are like rubber pizza. Play again.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe this is the whole scene, so...
Oh, yeah.
Go to the end when he throws it.
Yeah. I think they explain it in the show saying that it's like some promo that the pizza place does.
Yeah, I think they do.
Wasn't that a wink and a nod to The Sopranos, that scene?
I think so.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, I say you get... So, my friend that does the pizza thing, those are like latex. Like, they snap and shit.
Yeah.
And he has a few of them. I would say, yeah, you get a couple pizzas.
Yeah.
Because I think $100 is the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have it worth your while.
Yeah. Or you stay there for free that night.
If you get it?
Yeah, yeah. If you get it in one shot.
But it's $100 a shot.
Oh. I thought you meant that they win $100.
No, it's $100.
Oh.
But you get a video of you doing it, and your friends can take pictures. Mm-hmm. But $100 a throw.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because if you're going all the way there, you're probably going to spend the 100. I feel like 100's the exact amount.
Yeah.
Because it's enough money, but it's not enough where you're like, I'm just going to ruin my life if I spend $100. Mm-hmm. And enough that if you miss, you're like, fuck it, throw another 100 on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a nice gamble.
If that was offered when I was there, I would have done it.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
$100 seems good.
Shannon, your thoughts?
I like the idea, but I think then maybe this is going to encourage people to like sneak and throw real pizzas when you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to like remind people of this, and they're just going to trash the house with pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pizzas was that lady's villain story.
Yeah.
Because apparently she loved having like people come by, and that it was the Walter White house, and then the episode dropped, and then people started throwing pizzas on there, and then she turned into a villain.
Yeah, I bet that's a pain in the ass. Yeah. That's a good villain. If people were throwing whole pizzas on my house every night,
yeah.
First of all, I'd be very frustrated. I would live on the roof. I would be on the roof with a table and a knife and a fork.
Bring one with sausage next time.
Yeah, hey, you throw up a 2-liter? hey, buddy. Garlic knots.
Yeah. Stuff crust next time.
Come on, buddy.
But do you rig the roof like a carnival game? Like you grease it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
make
roof slippery
more,
roof.
Yeah.
Slippery roof.
Use the prop pizza to show how good. Like, look, it's easy, and then the rest of them are just not like built like this one here.
Yeah, yeah. You have treads on yours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like the yours underside sticks. Of sneakers.
Exactly. Like how for some reason those carnival guys are always so good at the games, and then you try and you fucking suck every time.
Do you ever watch people show you how to do the hacks for carnival games?
No.
So there's the one where it looks super, you just throw the softball in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, that with the wicker basket or
and
something?
It pops back out all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's guys that show how to put backspin on it, which is how they do it. So basically you put backspin on it, so then when it bounces back into the bucket.
Oh.
You know,
that's
heard,
why I always lose.
I heard the ultimate scheme is not even that the games you can't win. It's that the things that you win...
Yeah,
aren't ever worth what you pay to play the game.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no,
so if you win, you're still losing.
Yeah, they get them wholesale, and people see the big ones, but you get that when you win like three times.
Yeah.
You get like a mustache comb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the miniature version of what the big thing is.
Yeah.
You get a little pink gorilla or a little banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because there's the backspin one. The one I saw people show how to do was the one that's the ladder on two strings. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It'll be like almost a bouncy castle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you're walking on it.
And it's I don't know what to call it. It's a ladder. Shannon, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a ladder on two strings with the rungs in between. And it's like a very specific way you have to do it, or it twists and you go upside down.
Do they call it Jacob's Ladder?
They might.
Something like that.
That's also a penis piercing.
Oh.
It's
what's
when
that
you get
one?
A bunch of bars. So, this is a very ridiculous way to show a penis, but a Jacob's Ladder is if you get a bunch of vertical bars up and down the bottom of the shaft. That's called the Jacob's Ladder.
Oh.
Does it stop you?
Oh, that thing.
Yes, this thing. Go ahead.
I thought we were looking at
the ladder
penis.
Climbing carnival game, so I invited him to my local fair to see if he could beat this carnival game. Now, as you can see, you have to have both feet on the red thing and hit the button. Now, the goal was to get two wins back-to-back for this ginormous prize. The carnival worker said that this prize has been sitting on this game for over 5 years. Oof. Nobody has won this prize, that big dog in the
smells.
Middle. Here's his second attempt. Did he get it? Let's do a slow-mo replay. Both feet have to be on the red and hitting the button. The carnival worker untied a prize he hasn't given away in 5 years. Check out Cedar Couple on TikTok.
He spent $8 on that 5 years ago.
Yeah, that is fucking... But
Ken,
do you
show people how to do it, though? It's like a distribution. Like, you have to move at the same time. Because if you take weight off one side,
yeah,
that's how you...
And it flips.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they show... There's, like, people... I watch people that show how to do the claw machines, everything.
Oh, that, those claws like, are hacks. Fucking horrendous.
Well, they say you're not supposed to use the claw to pick up. You're supposed to use the claw to nudge it to the side. And then when you go to pick it up, when it drops, it falls in.
So you got to play multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, Shannon, does it show it?
A lot of core strength. Wow.
There we go.
Dude, that was fucking simple.
It's not, dude. People
no, it's not
crap.
At all, but he made it look like it was the easiest fucking game at the carnival.
It's his game.
Jeez.
It's carny math, baby. They all know how to beat their games.
God bless those meth heads, seriously.
All right, moving on. Waitress blasts Shouty in the face with pressured champagne, and her reaction is priceless. This is, of course, from CNN. It's from World Star.
Oh my god. Oh, she's so mad.
Oh man, I want to watch it again. She can paint herself pretty well.
Oh, that would hurt.
Oh, she got her hair wet.
Yeah. Now you gotta undo those braids.
Oh man. Oh.
I know this bitch didn't just spray me with champagne. Mm-mm.
Oh. Is it that she's going, keep your shit together and you get a free bottle of champagne. Keep your shit together and you get a free bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Well, don't freak out right now. Don't get kicked out of this restaurant for a giant response to a mistake.
I mean, it's not like it's never happened to it before.
But that's a free meal.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's a free meal. No tip.
Well, that was going to be regardless.
With the right lawyer, you could get a bag from that.
Did the cork hit her?
It looked like it did.
I thought she just had her thumb over where.
Channel, let's hear it one more time.
I didn't see a cork. You didn't hear the pop.
I think you might have to have the cork out to have that thing in.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there
yeah.
was no popping. Yeah, I didn't hear like a.
Channel, yeah, you've right. served before. What? That's at least a free bottle, right?
Absolutely, especially they have it recorded.
If they didn't have it recorded, would you have fought them on it?
Because, well, I mean, it is in her hair, but I don't know. People
that was in your hair when you came in.
I thought your name was Champagne. yeah, that's a free drink, if not a free bottle, if not a free. I'd say that might be a free meal at least for her, if not for the party. If it's on tape like that,
yeah.
You know could spread that out if you're smart for free meals for a year at that place.
Yep.
Plus free bottle service.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
And get the lady fired,
champagne.
Too.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, you but. Know?
Champagne's meant to be sprayed everywhere.
Yeah, we see it all the time. Popping bottles and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. If she was bent over, shaking her ass.
Yeah, it would be okay.
It would
be fine. If there was dollar bills following that champagne spray, everything's okay. It's just a fucking rap video at that point. What's
I want
problem?
One of those. They make the guns. Those look super fun.
Yeah, what? Fun.
The champagne, like, water gun. You put the bottle in upside down.
They make those?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. Shannon, look it up. They make that, and they make the
Find one where someone's shaking their ass, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember Harem in New Jersey? It was a strip club that was across.
I've talked about it so many times.
Oh, you have been there?
That's a crazy name for a strip
club.
Dude,
Harem was fucking nuts.
Wow.
You could pay, like, an extra $10. And you can spray paint on the women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For $10.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll go over Harem in a second. Yeah, dude, that looks fun.
Wow. And
of course, that looks somewhere in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the yachts parked out
there? Harem we've gone over before. So there's Harem and Satin Dolls are like a block from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Satin Dolls is the Bada Bing from Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And you would think, well, I've got to. But Satin Dolls sucks dick.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's a gentleman's club.
It is full of dudes who want to be in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That act like they're in the mob.
And when The Sopranos has naked ladies,
mm-hmm.
it's not
they're
lot.
On the bar. They're up there with you. Mm-hmm. At the real Satin Dolls, it's a giant rectangle of a bar, and the girls are inside it. On stages, and then they walk the perimeter of the bar and stare at you until you give them money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In New Jersey, there's a law. If you sell alcohol, the girls can't be naked at all.
Oh.
They have to be fully clothed.
So they don't have their boobs out?
No.
Oh,
no, they are in either pasties or tiny bras and thongs.
And you don't see no hole?
You see nothing.
Zero hole to be had.
However,
oh my God, is it
just a block away?
Yeah, that is
at Harem, which is fucking BYOB.
Harem's not in New Jersey.
No,
it's right around the block.
Oh, okay,
it's the same.
Since it's BYOB, they can be nude.
It's BYOB. You bring bring a six pack in. You bring a cooler in. Mm-hmm. Bring a bottle of liquor
That's
in.
That's crazy.
It's like maybe $20-$30 to get in. And when I say these women are in a pit.
Yeah.
When you think strip club, you think they're on a stage and you're sitting at the base of it.
Yeah.
You are on a stool with a table in front of you around the perimeter of what looks like a tiny basketball court.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tiny basketball court and a locker room shower right above them.
Yep.
Yep.
These girls, while the quality differs.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a few C-section scars.
Yeah, a couple of missing teeth. The lady has like a tit and a hook. But they're just completely naked. And
instead of a shot girl, they would come around with little bottles of paint that you could buy for $10 that you could squirt on the stripper as they're in one of the showers. So they could shower the paint off.
Oh, my God.
Buy more paint. And then they would shut the lights off in the place and give you the glow-in-the-dark paint so you could spray it on the girls when the lights are off.
God.
And all you see is just, like, glowing tits in the fucking dark. It was...
That's beautiful.
It's a debaucherous place.
That's awesome.
I've never seen a fight there, though.
Never. I mean, well, it's the happiest place in the world.
It's just...
Why would you fight?
I can only say it's really... chill Hispanic guys.
Yeah.
It's Hispanic guy. It's really hard to see them get me because they're so happy.
Yeah.
I've never seen aggro. It's like if you take a seat from somebody, they'll be like, oh, hey, my friend's sitting there. You go, oh, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like one of those like, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Here's a can of Dutch Boy. Have fun.
Yeah.
Throw it right at the stripper when you're done. It's okay.
Yeah. Me and my friends have all had our cards turned off there. Every time I've used the ATM there, fucking Bank of America calls me.
Oh, yeah, gives you a call the next day.
They shut my card off.
Yeah.
Every time they go, can't take out money, and then I get a call. Hi, were you taking out this much money? Yes. Yes,
Did
I was.
You remove $800 and then $300 back
to
back?
10 minutes later?
Yeah.
Did you buy Coke and stripper money in the wrong order? Yes, I did. How did you know?
I wanted to be prepared.
All right. Here's a fun one, and what I would say is the most Chinese story of the week.
Is this a segment every week?
No, but it should be.
This is awesome.
A Chinese family goes viral, not in the way they usually do.
Not mask viral.
Yeah.
Like SARS.
After devouring 5.5 kilograms of durian in under 30 minutes outside an airport after they learned their special treat is banned from airports. So durian is the incredibly smelly fruit.
Oh.
That's like almost like a fermented, like rotten smell.
Oh, okay.
And in many countries where it is popular, it is unethical or at least genuinely frowned upon, if not straight up illegal, to eat it on like a bus.
Right.
Or a plane. In a theater.
And the smellier, the better.
Like, yeah.
It costs more money the more it smells like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know your interactions with Asian people on public transportation. They love a good stinky meal.
They do, yeah.
Something soupy.
Yeah.
A lot of like boiled eggs in plastic bags.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of
fermented cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that's all delicious, I'm sure, but not exactly social contract.
Yep.
To be eaten on a packed subway or bus.
Or those half-formed chicks in the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
That's a classic one. It's a big one in Chinatown.
So this family has all this durian, and they find out you cannot travel with it.
Because
I think they're going on an international flight.
Oh, good.
So rather than blow this giant amount of stinky fruit, they just muscle it.
Oh, imagine having to sit next
to
them.
And then get on the plane.
Oh,
so let's watch it, Shannon.
Oh, great.
He's family went viral after finishing 5.5 kilograms of dirt.
Look how fucking much
in just 30 minutes outside Chiang Mai International Airport.
He looks happy to eat it.
Since durians are banned on flights, traveler Lee and his family ate box after box on the spot, with each member reportedly consuming 4 to 5 pieces to avoid wasting the pungent fruit.
According
to Lee, his father bought the durians that morning, planning for the family to enjoy them before heading to the airport. But after several stops and other meals along the way, the boxes of durian remained untouched, leaving the family to eat them all upon arrival. Lee admitted the experience left him exhausted. The family finished all the durian in just 30 minutes and boarded their flight, still carrying the fruit's strong aroma.
It looks pretty good.
I never want to see durian again, he joked, apologizing to fellow passengers for the lingering smell during boarding.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Don't miss what's trending.
Asian feed. Was that the
name? That's the original name of durian.
Oh.
give me 3 boxes of Asian feed.
A bunch to feed outside.
So I've heard it described as almost somewhere between a fruit and a cheese.
That's fucking disgusting, man.
And I think texturally it fucks people up. I think one of the few things I've seen, Andrew Zimmern, enemy of the show. Zimmerman, I never remember.
Enemy of the show?
Known as King of the Fruits, has a complex and intense flavor profile described as sweet, creamy custard with notes of almond, garlic, onion, and cheese. It is a soft, thick, and pudding-like texture.
Wow.
Its pungent smell often contrasts with its sweet, rich taste, which is often described as an acquired yet addictive flavor experience. Go down to the smell. Extremely strong and pungent, often described as a mix of rotten onions, cheese, and turpentine. The smell is so intense, it is banned in many public spaces in Southeast Asia. By the way, is it Andrew Zimmern or Andrew Zimmerman? I can't remember who.
I think it was Zimmern.
Zimmern. And Zimmerman is who shot
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I always forget those two. I always get those two crazy coots mixed up.
Wait, why is he enemy of the show?
I talked some inaccurate shit about cooking shows.
Okay.
Because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people tell me things, I just think it's a fact. And then I let it be a fact in my head.
Yeah, for sure.
For years. And then I repeat it like I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Because I'm an idiot and a fraud.
Yep.
Because I'm a blowhard know-it-all.
Yeah.
And I said that sous chefs do a lot of the food on cooking competition shows.
Okay.
And the cooking chef, the blue checkmark chef community, shared it 100,000 times, and I got a talking to from a number of food celebrities, including Andrew Zimmern.
It almost feels like what you said is true if they reacted that harshly.
Yeah.
Like to cover up exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Some would think that.
Yeah, that's what it feels
like. I wouldn't. Because I don't want that smoke.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of Food Network. These are my friends yelling at me.
But some might say that what you said was 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that TV in general is inaccurate. Shannon, did you watch the thing about how long the Traitors challenges take?
No, I haven't. I'm going to try to find it.
Hours. But it's an hour on the clock.
Yeah.
But they have to get all the right shots and get the story. So they have fish because it's... They're playing for real money, so legally they have to have a clock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They stop the clock the whole time.
Oh.
And reset and get this shot and get this shot. I just watched a thing that were like, many people are exhausted from an hour challenge a day. And they're like, oh, no, they were out there for 4 hours.
Oh.
Wow.
So what you said is true.
That's just a different.
Yeah.
What show is that?
The Traitors.
Okay.
It's essentially Mafia in a Mansion. Me and Shannon are obsessed with it.
Okay. I had a friend who was on MasterChef, and his was legitimate. The time was legitimate.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think their choosing process of who got through was not legitimate. Hmm. I think it was based on, like, following and stuff.
Well, I think it's story. I mean, anytime you watch any of these competition shows, there's always one person who makes, like, fucking dirt cupcakes from wherever they're from. And they're like, I will show them how we cook in my country.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, First challenge, cheeseburgers and fries. And he goes, oh, fuck.
Have a sad sob story. Their family was hacked up by a warring tribe.
Yeah. Somebody's wife died of fucking triple cancer. And he's got 85 kids now that he cooks for every day. And that made him realize he was going to cook for her.
Yeah,
you know he's making it.
This recipe was made in the old country that nobody eats anymore. It's cabbage water and bratwurst. My aunt died in the Holocaust.
Thank you. That'd be the worst plating ever.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, well, it's extra burnt.
These are crispy. Auschwitz appetizers. All right, let's finish out strong. We got a couple silly things, but let's look at... You know what? This one has been interesting to me. We keep skipping it. Look, you're a little young for this one, so I apologize. Doug, you remember the Little Rascals movie?
Of course.
I've seen that movie.
Okay, so with T-Bird as the dad of the rich kid.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Oh.
But the kid who played Alfalfa, right?
Bug Hall.
Yeah. Oh. Have you seen? So he has taken a vow of poverty, and he's some religious nut. He's got five kids out in the middle of nowhere, and he's spreading the story about his lifestyle choices. Shannon.
Wow. I know lots of people have taken a vow of poverty.
It's called doing comedy.
Yeah.
So this is what he looks like now. And
where's the cowlick?
Wow.
So he had...
he looks good. Strong hairline.
I think he said already that he had like several run-ins with the law. I think meth, booze, lots of
stuff. What era of Nick Mullen is this?
And now he lives with his family. And he said it's a version of like extreme Catholicism that they believe in. So they're basically like living off the grid. Him and I believe they're five kids.
Ooh, check on those kids.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Was he touch funny too? Was that brought him into this whole thing?
I never see a child actor go crazy and not think.
Yeah, something happened there.
Yeah. Something happened. Yeah. The kid with 2.5 men is a fucking crazy Christian too, isn't
really?
He?
Really?
Yeah. Well then, or you could go the other way and become like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Just be whatever the fuck that is and have hair like Lego people.
Yeah.
Whatever that fiasco was.
It ain't good.
It never is.
Really come out unscathed.
Like Drew Barrymore. That's always one that I wondered about.
But she, you know why? It's because she hit rock bottom early.
Yeah. She did? What was her rock bottom?
She was on coke at like 9.
Yeah.
She was in like Studio 54. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
9 years old, she would sneak out.
Yeah, she was going hard. Yeah.
Studio 54, I feel like there's going to be stuff that comes out where there's like a pedophilia ring going on. Because they're letting kids hang out in there doing drugs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but I've heard stories back in the day that they had just saran wrap on the walls because people didn't use condoms yet.
Oh, my God.
So you would just saran wrap your dick before you fucked
a
random person. Yeah.
Those are a lot easier to sneak off than a condom.
Yeah.
Saran wrap. Oh, it slid off. Crazy. I don't know.
I had a friend that got a girl pregnant because he tried to fuck her with saran wrap.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What the fuck?
I almost said his name. You're lucky I didn't. O'Neill. I.
Mike.
Shout out to my boy.
Why would you still come inside if you're using saran wrap? I use a condom and I still don't.
Because it creates an airtight seal.
Yeah. If I use a condom, I still don't come inside. I'm too scared, man.
No, I thought that was the whole point of using a condom.
I know.
Yeah.
You would think that.
I'm too scared.
Yeah, I would, you know, if I was wearing a bag, why not?
I think we came up in a different time.
That's true. Yeah, we did.
I think now, with the advent of the internet, many, many young women almost consider getting cummed on part of the...
experience
thing.
Yeah. Is that even, how old are you?
29.
Was that like, yeah, so yeah, obviously younger than us. Is that, did they even suggest condoms anymore?
Yeah, it's like hit or miss. Yeah, sometimes.
Yep, that is a different time.
And then think about our dad's time when like girls fucked but you couldn't get a blowjob.
Oh yeah, pre-AIDS. That's also because everybody had a fucking nest.
But
also, like you did not want to go down on anybody at that time.
Back then, you didn't have to make the woman come, so it's kind of win game.
You didn't even know you still could. Down if you're some of us.
That's news to me. What do you mean?
Women come?
They could do that?
But yeah, I feel like before a certain age, I think the cum shot was not as... Shannon, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to because I respect you, and I don't want you to have to say anything you don't want to. Were you raised in an environment where the cum shot was regular, or was that like an extra special?
Maybe extra special. Hmm. Yeah, I don't remember that really being a popular thing.
I'm not trying to age you or try to.
No, I'm the oldest one here.
Or try to say that you're not a beautiful sexual being.
I'm not.
But I feel like you were of a different time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was just like stuff you see in movies, not stuff that happened in real life.
Yeah. That and again, feet. That's a new one. That wasn't big when I was young. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared about feet. Mm. That became
I don't remember everyone talking about eating ass. Mm.
That's true. I remember
feeling like a goddamn explorer.
Yeah, you thought that you were the only one doing it. You would even bring it up to your friends about eating, and they'd be like, absolutely not. That's fucking disgusting.
The amount of girls I've had definitely be like, oh, I don't do it. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice shock to the system.
Now all of a sudden you've got requests. I remember my Uncle Jesus, who I told him once, I showed him a picture of a girl.
Yeah.
He's like, I was like, oh yeah, I ate her ass. And he goes, you did what?
Yeah.
You're going to get a disease.
Completely foreign, yeah. They thought you were going to turn into Michael Douglas.
I think
unheard of.
It might go also with like that old school like guinea shit.
Oh yeah, not to go down on a girl because it's gay.
Yeah.
They think if you suck a pussy, you would suck anything.
Everybody's got an asshole. You might as well look a man's asshole.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. My friends always used to bust my balls because I wouldn't share like cups or bottles with them. And then they'd go, you wouldn't share a bottle with me, but you would lick a girl's asshole who you just met.
100%.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I would. And you always knew the girls that weren't ever prepared for it.
Oh, yeah.
Their vaginas were shaved, but their asshole was just...
That's an old big J joke that I...
It's just barbed wire.
Their pussy, but they don't know to shave their assholes yet.
Yeah.
And that the hair over their butthole looks like it has an evil plan.
Looks like arches. Like when you walked through, when the Romans would salute the winner in the gladiator stadium and the swords would be over across. That's exactly what it would look like.
Hey, he who hasn't eaten a hooker's asshole at 4 a.m. can cast the first stone. That's how I feel.
Exactly.
Wait, y'all are eating hooker's assholes?
No.
Not
Absolutely
Doug.
Not. No. I remember. Like,
I've eaten a hooker's asshole after my friend waved goodbye and walked out the door.
I remember there was a girl I was dating, and her. I don't know how. Like I didn't go with the details, and I don't know how this. Little detail came out. This girl I was dating, her husband got caught cheating. And apparently, his wife catches him. I think it was through text or like phone logs or something like that. And his thing was to not always fuck the hookers, but just go down on them.
Wow.
And I don't know how that tidbit comes out to your wife. It's bad enough you got caught cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he confessed or she found out somehow.
Now, did he try the classic eating and cheating defense?
What's that?
Did he try the eating ain't cheating defense?
What's that?
Eating ain't cheating.
Dude, I had no idea what you said just there.
Eating ain't cheating.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know what? Maybe.
If the penis stays locked up, it's not cheating.
But if you feel, I mean, as a wife who got cheated on, you would almost feel worse knowing your husband.
He didn't even need to nut.
Yeah, he just wanted to go down on some rancid hooker in a Red Roof Inn in Edison, New Jersey.
Yeah, he just missed the romance.
Yeah. He just missed the fact that these girls shave and his wife stopped years ago. That's all he missed.
That feels more like emotional cheating.
It does. It really does.
It kind of does. Yeah, you're right.
It would be like your wife finding out like you have an addiction to taking hookers out to eat.
Yeah, that is that. Like, which I'm sure that's out there.
Expensive dinners. And like,
I don't fuck them. We just go to the movies and we have long talks in my car.
Yeah, we read books together.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end it on this. This woman is dating identical twin brother Shannon.
That's amazing.
So this lady or girl, she met both twin brothers working at a fast food restaurant. This is in Thailand. She's 20. They're all 24. And she offered her number to both of them when she first met them. A month later,
she was like, "I just gave you my number."
A month later, they both texted her back at the same time, and she texted them both back. Went on dates with both of them, and then neither one of them kind of like backed away from it. And she likes them both, and now they all live together, they're happy.
Oh no.
So how would you know which baby belongs to who?
You know, I believe a lady did just give birth to twins with two different fathers.
Wow.
Like a deer?
Twins?
I think it's a medical anomaly. Like, it very rarely happens.
Because I know animals do that, and so do cats. Cats do it, deer do it. They could have multiple fathers with multiple and a different kitten batch.
I mean, imagine that. Your wife has twins, and the first baby comes out white, and then you're like, all right, we're good. And then the second one comes out black?
Yeah.
That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it does. I wonder which one was earlier.
The black cookie says, sorry, I lost track of time in there, man. Shit. What time is I supposed to be here?
Guess which one was born 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah. Shit, sorry. My cell phone got turned off while I was in there.
The cab didn't show up.
Do we have a picture of or anything?
They're Asian.
Yeah, said it was Thailand.
Did she say Thailand? Did I miss that?
So who even knows if they're twins?
Those might just be two guys she met.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any definitive information. By the way,
different girls.
This is a porn.
Yeah.
Because what Asian girl? Bring that back up.
She's very white.
Look at those cans.
Yeah.
Come on. I think that's what Luke was saying earlier. This is an OnlyFans.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Well, it's like that Korean chick that escaped North Korea that was on Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
With their giant fucking Asian cans.
Yeah. Those are unicorns.
Yeah, that's a rarity. That when she was giving I'm like, how could anybody focus on this fucking interview? That's... And they let her escape. That's why they were so obsessed with not letting her go.
She should have let those escape.
Yeah, they wanted to breed her. They're like, we need to make more of this.
I've told you I have a buddy that goes to North Korea, right?
No.
For real?
He runs tourism shit.
In North Korea?
He's gone a couple times.
Oh, my God.
And it seems odd.
Is he scared?
No, he has like some weird... he got dual citizenship from some tiny country that works with them.
Yeah.
So he's legally, like, I think he's the first American that's allowed to go back and forth.
Wow.
And he was running a tourism thing for a couple countries, and he went over there, I think, twice.
What secrets does this guy fucking have? Like, how is that?
He's a fucking good businessman.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he said, so they do like and you're not allowed to film, like, if you're a tourist, you're not allowed to, like, have a camera.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, they'll take pictures for you that you get.
Oh, my God.
But you're not allowed to just walk around with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that I guess there was going to be like a big town-wide dance. Like they have the whole town like dance for people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they were on a bus going to their next location, and he saw all the families on their lawns with the dad like running dance rehearsal.
Wow.
Because like they don't want to be the family that fucks up the dance.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
Wow. Yeah.
He said everywhere they were like, and there's so much food for everyone.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
food everywhere.
All over the place. We got to keep these dancers nourished. Yeah. We don't want them turning an ankle.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please support the No Offense with Doug Yurum show. Check out Doug Yurum. And we got Lucas is going to be here again at, what was the club you're at this weekend?
Fear City Comedy Club.
And this is airing live. So if you are
live. Great.
Available, please come hang out, see Lucas. They're very, very funny. And I really thank you for your time. Thank you so much. And we will be back on Friday for the bonus episode here on the Old Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's